Congratulations on your new post as Guildmaster, love. I'm sure you'll be a damn sight better than Mercer Frey ever was. Yeah. About the Nightingales, I don't know. I never really gave much of a thought to my eternal life. But guarding the Sepulchre doesn't sound like such a bad way to spend eternity. I don't know about Aetherius or Sovereign Guard or resting with the ancestors like some people believe. Ah, no. I don't give too much credence to all that lark about the Divines. Daedric Princes, sure. They're active. They take lives and either uplift them or ruin them utterly. Why do you ask? Something on your mind? Is that an amulet of Mara? Well, I'm sorry to say if you thought that a spell of love would be ushered over my mind, you're a bit mistaken. Oh, it's quite impossible to ensnare Brynjolf. However, I will say that it doesn't take an amulet for me to see how special you are. And that if you wanted me, all you really had to do was ask. I meant in the deeper sense as well. This life is wild. Might as well enjoy it with who you want to, when you want to. So, let's get out of these dingy sewers and up to a much nicer place. It might take some time for that one priest to line everything up and square it away. And I'm an impatient man. Of course, if you'd rather save yourself for our wedding night, though. Oh, don't worry. I intend to make this a time to learn everything I need to make that an even better, more memorable night. This your place? Huh. No, it's cozy. I suppose being the Thane of Riften also has its perks. Although I did want to mention that Mercer Frey's home is also empty. Yes, it's also full of traps and a few dead mercenaries here and there, but, well, I do enjoy a good fixer-upper. This is nice, though. Cozy. Quaint. Certainly a step up from the sewers. Ah, I see a problem with the bed, though. It's much too small for the both of us. I suppose I'm going to have to go and steal you a better one, love. I'm kidding, of course. As the Guildmaster, you're welcome to steal whatever bed strikes your fancy. Just so long as it's not Maven Blackbriar's. Good. I don't want to get into a committed relationship with someone who may not be too attached to their life. Oh, adventure's one thing. Stealing's one thing. Crossing Maven Blackbriar? Whew. You won't be able to set foot in this corner of Skyrim for years. And that'd be a real shame, since the Temple to Mara is here, and we do still have to get wedded. But for now, why don't you be a good girl for Daddy, and get out of that uniform? Come on. It should be relatively easy to slip out of that Nightingale uniform. I've worn mine. It stretches remarkably well. And it hugs your form very tightly. That's a good girl. So then, darling, what would you like Daddy to do to you? Oh, really? Breed you? Usually something like that only happens after wedlock. but I suppose I can oblige you. After all, it's only a day removed. Who would know? You look lovely like this. You can keep the jewelry on. I wouldn't dare steal from you. Oh, I have stolen something of yours, have I? Your heart. Oh, I'm terribly sorry, love, but I'll be keeping that. Oh, I don't know if you're a good enough thief yet to steal mine, but you're getting awfully close. Just lay back. Yes. Well, the bed isn't too small for the moment, but for what I have in mind in the future, aye, quite tiny. Oh, I can't spoil the fun surprise. Look at you, already dripping wet. I don't know why I'm surprised. As a thief, you certainly should be bold and shameless. But you're especially shameless. Getting turned on by Daddy like this. Being my beautiful young lass. I guess I should consider myself lucky that you're drawn to older men like me. That's it. Are you enjoying the way my fingers are teasing over your slit? You're dripping wet, eager little cunt. Oh, please what, Daddy? Please what? No. I want to hear you use your words and tell me exactly what you want me to do to you. How you want me to use you. Oh, yes. Well, I do like the sound of that. I suppose I should get out of these clothes then myself. See? Nice and stretchy. Go ahead and lean back, darling. Oh, that's my good girl. My sweet, sexy little thief. If you keep this up, you'll steal my heart right out from under my nose. History's greatest heist. Lean your head back. That's a good girl. That's it. Are you enjoying yourself while I kiss along your neck, over your jawline so very softly, tickling it with my whiskers? I know, I've teased you enough, haven't I? I suppose I should give you what you want. Yes. You did so good, taking so much of me on the first thrust. I know patience is an important trait for a thief, but you drive me crazy. You make me impatient, needy. You make your daddy so desperate for you. yes. Oh, fuck yes. That's it, love. That's it. Oh, yes. Moan for me. Moan for your daddy. Moan my name. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck. Dragonborn pussy really hits different. Oh, of course I knew what you were. What? You think the Thieves Guild doesn't know about the return of the Dragonborn? Plus, you did use some of those shouts of yours. In the ruins. Ah, fuck yes. Just don't shut my head off, will ya? That'll really put a damper on our wedding night. Oh, I don't mind if you scream, though. In fact, I do encourage it. Fuck yes. Oh, scream for me, love. Scream my name. Show me how much you're loving Daddy's cock inside of you. Let me just wet my fingers a little and pay some attention to your clit. Poor thing's been so neglected this whole time. I'm quite ashamed of myself. Oh, lass. A gentleman doesn't kiss and tell. And I've always considered myself more of a gentleman thief than a rotten scoundrel. Oh, really? You like the scoundrelly aspect of me, do you? Don't worry. I'll be sure to be an extra capricious rapscallion just for you. Oh, God, yes. Yes, you're squeezing Daddy's cock so fucking tight. Oh, you're doing so fucking good, love. You want Daddy to breed you now? You want me to breed you good and deep? Oh, fuck yes. Fuck yes, Daddy's going to breed you now, darling. He's going to put his ginger babies in your belly and claim you for his own, stealing every part of you, heart, body, and soul. Every bit of you is belonging to me. Oh, fuck yes. Fuck. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Come for me, love. Come for me. Come with me. Yes, that's it. That's a good lass. Scream all that bliss out. I don't bloody care if you wake the neighbors. In fact, I want you to. I want everyone to know Brynjolf the Thief claimed his greatest prize tonight. I'll let you rest up. Then you can go let the priest know of our plans. And now that I know exactly what works best on you, you can count on the wedding night being extra special. Like I said, I can't spoil any surprises for you, lass. You're just going to have to find out for yourself.